this one for you. In your arms, you should not treat me like a stranger. Our father would not look the way that you act, and you must realize the danger. A brother to you, and one deserving of affection, and is our purpose not the same on this earth, to love and follow his direction?
In the fall of 1975, Bob Dylan got together a motley crew of musicians: Joan Baez, Bob Neuwirth, Roger McGuinn, Mick Ronson from Bowie's band, Scarlett Rivera, a violinist, exotic violinist that he picked up off the street in New York City. David Mansfield, another violinist who went on to score such movies as The Deer Hunter and Heaven's Gate. And he brought along a film crew. And in November of 1975, the Rolling Thunder Review plowed through the Northeast. And Bob Dylan made a movie at the same time that he at the same time that he played this concert tour.
You may not see me tomorrow.
This show tonight is all comes from that period and from the time of Bob Dylan's much maligned, misunderstood masterpiece, Rinaldo and Clara. I think it's a masterpiece. I've saw it five times in the theater back when it first came out in 1978. It took Dylan 2 years to edit the film. He recorded over 100 hours of film, and he edited it for 2 years. Basically, I think there were three types of work done. One was a set of getting the musicians as actors, and Dylan gave them scenes to improvise and filmed them improvising, non-actors, musicians. Filling out sort of mythic sort of stereotypes of being on the road and, you know, traveling and not communicating with your women and all that. Then another third of the film is Dylan giving instructions to the camera people to film certain things, birds, trees, just things that he wanted in the film. And there's so much of nature. The whole quality of the film is autumnal. It's all like from trains looking out at snowy landscapes all the time. And then a third or so of the film is just pure concert footage. And so it's as a document of the, of a tour, it's a remarkable achievement as a film. I mean, it's totally denigrated. It's called boring and ridiculous and all that. And I just find it so exciting. It just goes on and on. It's 4 hours long. What I've done tonight, because Dylan, you not only see a world through Dylan's eyes, you hear what Dylan hears, and the music and the sounds are just extraordinary. So basically, that's where we're at, folks. It's Rinaldo and Clara, and all the hills echo Ed. Welcome to the Chill Room.
Like silence without ideals or violence. Doesn't have to say she's faithful, yet she's true like ice, like fire. People carry roses, make promises by the hour. My love, she laughs like the flowers Valentine's came by her. Stores and bus stations, people talk over situations, read books and repeat quotations, draw conclusions on the wall. Some speak of the future, my love, she speaks softly, knows there's no success like failure, and that failure's no success at all. The cloak and dagger dangle, madams light the candles, in ceremonies of the horseman, even a pawn must hold a cross.
We have a special one. think about though? Oh, every once in a while I do. What do you think? Is there someone in particular that you've thought about? Or, well, actually...
With your eyes of Russia, with your eyes of no money, with your eyes of Aunt Eleanor, with your eyes of false China, with your eyes of starving India, with your eyes pissing in the park, with your eyes of America taking a fall, with your eyes of your relatives ethnic in California, with your eyes of your failure at the piano, with your eyes of Ma Rainey dying in an ambulance, with your eyes of Czechoslovakia attacked by a robot, with your eyes going to painting class at night in the Bronx, with your eyes of the killer grandma you see on the horizon from the fire escape, with your eyes running naked out of the apartment screaming into the hall, with your eyes being led away by policemen to an ambulance, with your eyes strapped down from the operating table, with your eyes tangling, with your eyes of appendix operation, with your eyes of ovaries removed, with your eyes of shock, with your eyes of lobotomy, with your eyes of divorce, with your eyes of stroke, with your eyes alone, with your eyes.
I offer you no fantasy. but the real thing. Forever.
And love is hard.
Gay as a joke.
Ronaldo?
Yeah.
Ronaldo?
When first
I have decisions to make. I have places I have to be.
And wax is cold.
First song I ever heard Woody sing. Telling a story about traveling across the country on a freight train with his fiddle, and the police would stop him every time a train would come into yards. He'd want to look in his violin case because they was looking for an outlaw named Pretty Boy Floyd.
How are you traveling?
By bus.
By bus?
There's some
what
bugs
kind of
in
bus?
It.
Volkswagen bus. Volkswagen bus?
That's their favorite kind of bus.
I don't know. I don't know if there are any kinds of pleasures along the way.
I'll teach you how to meditate.
Police bus.
I think I've lost my charisma.
Bus?
Here it is.
I'll teach you how to meditate.
That's not my charisma.
I'd like to learn
that's
that.
Bus.
I got this have a straight back.
Bob Dylan was coming to Providence, you probably wouldn't believe them, but they are. He is, along with Joan Baez, Ramblin' Jack Elliott, and Bob Newirth. And it's called the Rolling Thunder Review.
And one day a wealthy customer bought the Indian maid. He took her oh so far away, but old Kalaja stayed. Kalaja! To hear the diesels are humming, to hear the howling among the love the most. Some people get ready for that train to Georgia, picking up passengers. Hey, do Lord, all you need is faith to hear those diesels are humming. Don't need no ticket.
you just thank the Lord.
Delicatessen breed, or whatever you're doing, is part of God's word. The way in which you do it, the way in which you carry it, sheds light.
Love the two sisters, I love the young. Oh, no, she was the great one. Beneath the very light bulb, the plaster did pass. Her sister and I. She in between, the victim of sound. Soon shattered like a child to the shadow. The wind knocks my window, the room it is wet. The words to say I'm sorry. I hope wherever she has gone and whoever she's met will be fully aware of how precious she is.
Don't hold these up there for nothing. Keep crying. I'm sure she'll answer because I may be talking like a missionary. I mean, when you have to love a woman and you have the impression that you've done everything for her, you know, and it comes to the point where you have the impression that you're being used also because she is so sure that whatever she does, you're going to be beside her. Well, you must ask yourself certain questions. Say, well, listen, unless I want to do that trip to the end, it'd be suicidal.
You're nothing to me.
Son!
There's nowhere to go! There's nowhere to go!
Everyone!
Stand and bear yourself like the cross, and I'll just receive you.
Backer. Backer.
Black Pussy.
In the afternoon. By then, you know, I'd known Bob. You know, I'm just around in the village. And I could play three chords. I could play C, G, and F on the guitar. I couldn't go, like, strum it, but I could go C, and that G. And we were sitting there, man, having a cup of coffee. On a Monday night hoots at Rudy's Folk City. That was incredible. And there was a man now who's dead, who was a wonderful man. And Gil Turner. And Bob came in and he had the guitar, so we got a guitar. And he sat there writing and he said, can you play a C chord? And I'd play a C chord, I'd go C. And then he said, no, go to G, and I'd go to G, and then go to F, and he'd sit there and write. And that was blowing in the wind. And then when it was finished, it must have been about 8 o'clock, at night we went over to Gertie's, where, you know, Folk City, where everybody was there playing. And the Hootenanny went downstairs where the musicians went and signed up for their shot. And he went to Gil Turner and he took this piece of paper and he took out his guitar and he sang Blowing in the Wind. And this guy said, Jesus Christ, I've never heard anything like that in my entire life. You know, that's the most incredible song. And he ran up and pinned it on the microphone, got on the stage at Gertie's and said, you know, he's a songwriter, Bob Dylan, you know. And at that time, nobody wrote songs. And I'd like to sing this song because this song says a lot, you know, it has something to say. And he pinned it up with a piece of scotch tape on the microphone. And it was real easy to play, and then he sang the song. Bob didn't sing it, he sang it. Right? And the place went nuts, you know, bullshit. The great song of Bob was like by the bar, you know, to the law. No, it was really wonderful. It was an amazing experience. And that's the first time anybody, to my knowledge, ever heard Blowing in the Wind.
The white dove sits before she sleeps in the sand. How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? How many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? How many deaths will it take till it knows too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Yeah, we are going.
Glad we're going there.
The gypsy undertaker cries, the lonesome old man trying to cry, the silver sand, the gold, say I should refuse. Take crack bells and wash out horns, blow into my face with scorn, but it's not that way. I want you.
I'm about ready to get some answers.
Well, this gypsy doesn't really have the answer. She's got a rooming house.
What do you call those houses again?
Boarding house?
A boarding house. A sporting house. A sporting house. She runs a sporting house.
Why don't you need, pray God and you see, that it wasn't you, and it wasn't me. Why don't you need, pray God and you see, that it wasn't you, and it wasn't me. Tell me, oh fool, all the birds in the sky, it wasn't you, and it wasn't I. Why don't you need, pray Jesus, and you cry, that it wasn't you, baby, and it wasn't I. Why don't you need, pray Jesus and you cry, that it wasn't you, and it was the night.
It's strange to have moved through Patterson from the West and Europe, India, back here again, with cries of Spaniards now in doorstops, doors, dark boys on the street, fire escapes, old as you, though you're not old now, all that's left here with me, myself. Maybe, anyway, old as the universe. And I guess that dies with us. Enough to cancel all that comes. What came is gone forever, every time. I remember when I see them all through myself now, though not you. I didn't foresee what you felt, what more hideous gape of bad mouth came first to you. And were you prepared to go where? In that dark, in that God? A radiance? A Lord in the void? Like an eye in the black cloud of a dream?
Well, Woman, I'm the princess who goes down under the falls. I'm the daughter of Hino, the thunderer. I'm the druid woman. I'm the Evo woman. I'm the Yoruba woman. I'm the Buddha woman. I'm the vibrato woman. Water the clean.
Pas pour moi, c'est pas pour moi, monsieur. Ce c'est un mistake.
Oui.
The woman with the keys, the woman with the glue. I'm a fast-speaking woman. Water that cleans, flowers that clean, water that cleans as I go. I'm the twilight woman. I'm the trumpet woman. I'm the raffia woman. I'm the volatile woman. I'm the prodding woman. I'm the vagabond woman. I'm the defiant woman. The demented woman. The demi-monde woman. The woman deracinated. The woman destroyed, the demon woman, the detonating woman, the thunder woman, the demon music, thunder rolling speech woman.
Message changes, man.
Truthfulness is truthfulness. She says he's a liar.
She said that?
Yeah, and she walked off.
No.
I waited an hour, she says. He lied to me.
She said I lied?
Yeah. I says, he doesn't lie. I says, hang in there. She says, no.
Hold her, huh?
I couldn't hold her. She says, well, tell him I love him anyways.
Away from my window. That's your own chosen speed. I'm not the one you want, babe. I'm not the one you need. You say you're looking for someone, and we could always find to protect you and defend you. Whether you are right or wrong, someone to open each and every door. Oh, let me say, no, 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 let me be, let me. From the left, you pay. Step lightly on the ground. I'm not the one you want to say. I'll only let you down. You say you're looking for someone who promised never to part. Someone to close his eyes for you. Someone to close his heart. Someone who will die for you and more. It ain't me, babe. Thank you. everything inside in a made of stone. There's nothing in here that's a moving. And anyway, I'm not alone. You say you're living for someone. Pick you up every time you fall. Someone to blow the fireworks constantly. And tell me every time you call. Oh yeah, a lover for your life. But nothing more.
At this point in the film Rinaldo and Clara, there is the intermission.